Okay, kia ora. Welcome to the Dropkicks. That was Twinset, the time dilation from the album That's a Summer Feeling. Right, packed lineup for you tonight. We have the sports news. The Air New Zealand Cup will dominate that, followed by our Dick of the Week and Athlete of the Week. Preview of this weekend's Tri-Nations match, New Zealand versus Australia, also the final Bledisloe, before we say goodbye for another week, and possibly for a few more weeks. We might take a break as Aiden's away.
We'll see.
Maybe,
oh, okay.
maybe not. Can I just say that tonight's episode, we get thousands of letters every week, thousands of emails and letters, they come pouring in, but the one that gets to us first and the one that we read every time and that we love seeing is from our London correspondent.
Oh, Libs.
Yay!
Thanks, Libs.
Finally, we
mentioned it. Yeah, great letter. It was fantastic. Like I said, it's the first one we read.
Yeah, and it was about the cricket game.
That's
that
right.
We talked about with the four runs.
Five runs.
That's right. Yes, that was. So thanks, Libs. We really do appreciate that, and this show is devoted to you.
Devoted?
Dedicated. Thank you. I don't know you that well, Libs, but. Right, let's get straight into it. In New Zealand Cup, Hayden, sports.
New Zealand Cup. Manawatu missed 51 tackles in their 6-try loss to Tasman, compared to 24 in their opening round loss to Auckland. This is roughly 3 missed tackles per minute.
Oh, man.
They lost to Tasman 43-0.
Hang on. 80 minutes. What about 51?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
No, it's not. It's
playing time.
It's possession.
Possession time. Yeah.
Right.
The opposition position.
Yes.
Right.
Otago beat Northland 37-6 in Dunedin, extending Northland's beaten streak to 30 games. Apparently they've got a counter at the field in Northland.
Wow.
That's ticking over there.
This week. We'll do the preview shortly, but this week it's gonna change.
Hawke's Bay not only actually scored points this weekend, but they actually managed to win. The Magpies beat the Steelers 51-29, which is actually more than anyone has ever scored against them.
That's a hammer.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. It's a big hammer.
They look good.
They did look good, actually.
They look good.
Yeah.
And Colin Cooper, Hurricanes coach, was there watching.
By the time Joe Rokitoko swan dived in for his 80th minute try, just a minute or so after Sam Tuitupoa had scored his side's third try, they had secured a bonus point victory and taken their fans on a rollercoaster ride of emotions. Mm-hmm. Taranaki was forced to make 138 tackles in the match to stop a rampant Auckland. They didn't stop them. Auckland's fight back came in the second half after trailing 3-0 at the break.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, it seemed like a very, very dull first half. An interesting side story was that Brendan Harmy and Darren Whitcomb got into a slapping match while making their way to the dressing sheds at halftime after the Taranaki halfback sledged the Auckland hooker, who had seconds before muffed a certain try.
You think it was bum slaps?
Chasing each other with towels.
Yeah.
Wellington showed nothing but class in beating Canterbury 36-22 with Sinavini Sivavatu.
Wellington?
Waikato. Sorry, Waikato. I was reading that going, that doesn't sound right.
They're not in the same sentence, those two words.
Here, let me just write that in.
Wellington and class.
Waikato showed nothing but class in beating Canterbury 36-22 with Sinavini Sivavatu playing so well that he was rewarded with an All Black jersey in place of Scott Hamilton.
Although he's still going to play for Waikato
this
weekend.
He's not in the
He's not in the All Blacks.
But they just gave him a jersey.
I'm glad he's back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And finally, the Bay lost 25-7 to Northland at the Mount. With the exception of a 3-minute spell in the second half, during which North Harbour scored all of its tries, the teams were evenly matched. And basically, they were. It's the Bay letting themselves down for a very short period of time.
Damn shame.
The Bay also did very well by managing to injure All Black Luke McAllister's jaw in the encounter.
That was nice.
Yeah, really, he is still in the All Blacks. So the standings after week 3 in Pool A, it's Auckland ahead on 15 points, of North Harbour on 13 points, then Wellington back on 8, Tasman, Bay of Plenty, Taranaki and Manawatu. In Pool B, Otago leads with 14 points, behind them is Canterbury on 10, Waikato on 9, Southland and Hawke's Bay even on 5, Counties Manukau and Northland bring up the rear. Next week's games. First up is Canterbury versus Southland in Christchurch.
Right, Canterbury Southland in Christchurch. Canterbury win by 50.
Okay.
Right.
That's what I was sort of thinking, because they're all angered up now.
Oh, yeah.
Manawatu versus Taranaki in Palmerston North. Taranaki yet to score a win, and this may be their chance.
Battle of the Bogans, that match. Yeah. Oh, man, it's going to be awesome. People are going to pull up to the ground in their cars and, like, park around it. And sit in their car and boot.
Yeah, they're brown HQ holders.
Oh, awesome. Or they're utes. They're HQ holding utes with a sheep or something in the back.
Oh, no, son, that's cattle country.
Yeah. Sorry. With a heifer in the back. And a cow. Sorry. So my apologies to anyone from Manawatu.
Taranaki to win that one, 13 plus.
Yeah. They did actually look all right in that match.
Oh, well, 138 tackles. Jeez. Mm. Otago versus Waikato in Dunedin.
Ooh.
Good match.
Yeah, this is shaping up to be good.
Interesting.
Waikato will carry a lot of confidence from beating Canterbury. A lot of confidence. Mm. They look very good. They've got the same team.
Yeah.
Otago also have the same team.
Who had minus McEvans? McEvans is out on All Black duty, isn't he? Oh, no, he's not in the side, but is he...
He'll be on standby all week, but if McAllister makes it through the week, then he'll play Saturday.
Okay. McEvans could make a big difference.
Yes.
Okay.
Should we do it one of those?
Conditional pick.
Conditional pick.
Okay. God, that's so lame. So, Waikato 1-12 without McEvans...
Otago 1-12 with Nick Evans. Yeah,
Difference. Yeah. Okay. Counties Manukau versus Northland in Auckland.
Yeah, here we go. Auckland.
Northland in Auckland. Oh, it says in Auckland.
It's very odd.
Oh, it must be.
Must be Northland.
Must be playing in Whangarei.
Yep.
This was copied from things. So.
I would have to. Well, I'm going with Northland.
I'm going with Northland.
I'm going with Northland to break the zuck.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going with Counties Manukau, but all right, Northland by.
No, that's Auckland. They're playing at Pukekohe.
Oh, of course they are. Counties Manukau.
It's Counties Manukau at home, yeah.
Oh, this is the home, yeah.
Ooh. Mm. That doesn't change the thing.
No, I don't think so.
Why didn't they put Pukekohe in?
It's very strange.
1-12.
We're both saying Northland 1-12, so.
Yeah, 1-12. All right, I'm going with Counties Manukau just because I think it's good that Northland have a beaten streak. I think that's very funny. Auckland versus Bay of Plenty in Auckland. Bay 13 plus. Bay 1-12.
You know, you're right. It's a fortress. Auckland's a fortress for the Bay of Plenty. They always win there. Lock it in. I think if you
were stupid enough to listen to me on that one.
No, I actually fully agreed that it is a fortress for Bay.
No, it normally is. I mean, they do play very, very well there.
And I was very surprised that they lost. But I think if Wayne Ormond is playing, then I'd back the Bay to beat Auckland in Auckland. But
he's only gone to Japan.
Yeah, so then I can't back the Bay anymore.
Yeah, okay, all right. No, so Auckland 13 plus.
The guy is solid steel.
My pick is still the Bay 1-12, but that's just where my heart lies.
Yeah,
yeah, in stupid land. North Harbour versus Wellington in Albany. This will be a good match.
Wellington to win, just ugly. They'll keep winning ugly.
Yeah,
they'll pull a Hurricane.
1-12.
Yeah,
I kind of think North Harbour might do it, but. Well, I'm happy to go with this 1-12.
I don't know.
And the bye goes to Tasman and Hawke's Bay. And that's all for the New Zealand Cup.
Cool. Okay.
In other rugby news.
Yes, other news.
Wayne Pivac has been named as coach of Fiji up to and including the 2007 Rugby World Cup in France.
Go, Wayne Pivac. All he needs now is the IRB to give him some damn money.
Isn't that what we all need?
Yeah, I quite like the IRB to give him some damn money as well. Yeah.
No. He needs like proper facilities to train his team and prepare them for a World Cup.
Oh, I think so.
And IRB's got to fork out. They've got billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Cheeky IRB.
No, they do. They need to do that.
Yep.
In basketball, Mark Sparky Dickel is available to play for the Tall Blacks, New Zealand's men's basketball team, at the World Basketball Champs in Japan this month after escaping censure for testing positive for cannabis. The Tall Blacks will be based in Hiroshima for the tournament. It was his first test. He'd already tested positive for cannabis. It was his first offence, and he'd already sat out two games, so it was a thing.
And the cops just went, oh, don't worry about it.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you can't. It's not illegal. It's not be in your blood, is it?
No.
It's illegal to be in possession of it, not to have smoked it sometime in the past.
I missed the story that was going to be on TV about it, but the line for it was, Sparky Dickel says that drugs suspension has a silver lining.
Oh, yeah, it's that he is all rejuvenated and refreshed. That's it. That's the only thing.
I'm totally sweet now, guys.
Yeah.
I'm so relaxed.
Sweet. Well, the other reason he got off is that it was 5 weeks before he was tested. Oh. And he was, at that time, not under contract to the basketball union.
Oh, nice.
Or his country.
Oh, good. Okay.
So he that's... sort of, yeah.
Hmm. Remember that.
Remember all that. All you sports cheats.
Sports cheats.
Wow, that's not sports cheats.
All you recreational drug users who are also professional athletes, do it outside of a contract. That's a weekend. It's public service announcement.
Unless you're in the American Football League, because they'll still sting you for that.
And if
part of your thing to get a contract is to pass a drugs test, then it's probably not a good idea. Yeah.
You best leave recreational drug use to the amateurs.
Yeah.
Do it when you retire.
Yeah.
That's right. You'll have billions of dollars. You won't have to do anything. You won't have a job.
You can't walk anywhere because your knees are busted.
Yeah. All you have to do is, like, turn up and be an analyst at NFL or ESPN.com, whatever. They're all on drugs anyway. You fit right in.
Jeez. All right. Woo-hoo. The pools for the basketball champs are as follows. Group A is Argentina, France, Lebanon. Good on Lebanon, by the way, for having a team at the basketball champs, even though their country's lying in ruins. Nigeria. Good on Nigeria for having a team at the country lying in ruins. Serbia and Montenegro.
Well, good on Serbia and Montenegro, even though their countries no longer exist.
And Venezuela. And group B is Angola. Insert.
Yeah.
Germany, Japan, New Zealand, Panama, and Spain. So New Zealand have got Germany up first, I believe, which is bloody...
No, they've got Spain up first.
Oh, Spain up first.
Yes.
Oh.
And Spain are the
Spain favorites. Are good. Spain are good.
Yeah. They wouldn't be there.
They're favorites because they just beat Argentina the other day, and Argentina were the world champs.
Mm. Okay.
Mm.
Right. Germany's looking strong as well. Actually, there's a lot of strong teams.
Oh, yeah.
But we've got Craig Birchall, so don't worry.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good. He's so getting an NBA contract at the end of the champs, yeah. In Group C, there is Australia, Brazil, Greece, Lithuania, Qatar, and Turkey. And in Group D, and I think this is the hardest group, China, Italy, Puerto Rico, Senegal, Slovenia, and the US.
Oh, good grief.
Ooh. I think that's going to be the deadly division.
It's a full-strength US team, so ooh.
Yeah, and it really is. They've been training because they don't want to lose to Puerto Rico again.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. LeBron James is great.
Yeah.
I'm picking America to win.
I'm not picking America to win it at all.
Mike?
It's hard to go past them.
Thank you.
I'm picking...
I said thanks.
One of the South American teams, probably. The final is going to be played in Tokyo's Saitama Super Arena on the 3rd of September. Listeners, I'm off to Japan at the end of this week. So I am hopefully going to catch a lot of this action, and maybe I will put it up on the blog or something. And if I see some cool American basketballers, I'm going to take a photo of them.
Mike and I are rather green with envy right now.
Yeah.
We won't talk about Hayden Lee anymore.
No.
Yeah. Best mascot ever.
Are you sure?
Ever?
That's a big call.
Backup New Orleans quarterback Adrian McPherson is not the mascot. Backup New Orleans quarterback Adrian McPherson went to the locker room early in the third quarter of a preseason game against the Tennessee Titans after a golf cart ridden by the Titans mascot T-Rack hit him in the end of the halftime Saturday night.
Oh, no!
A Saints spokesman wasn't immediately available for an update on the quarterback, who's heading into his second season. The mascot was riding on a golf cart and throwing items into the stands during halftime and was headed off the field when the Saints were returning from their locker room for the third quarter. The cart hit McPherson, who stayed on the field for a few minutes being checked out by a trainer on the sideline, and then walked off the field. I had a look. It's suspected it's just a very large bone bruise. He's training. He's really pissed off because he worked his way out of injury just before, and the mascot hit him. Apparently, straight after the game, the coach of the Titans ran up to the coach of the Saints and said, "Come on, let's go talk about this." And they went and had a private meeting, and then they haven't discussed what was in it. But I imagine it was large apologies and probably sums of money and bottles of Tennessee whiskey changing hands. But I've got a picture here of T-Rack. What do you guys reckon he is?
Oh, I don't know, but you can't be angry at him.
What the hell is that?
He's a raccoon or something. Yeah, he's a raccoon.
Oh,
he is a raccoon.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Or he's some sort of crazy raccoon-cat hybrid. Because I don't know if you guys can see this. He's got these cat claws and, like...
He's got tusks.
And
looks like he's got tusks.
But it's that black mask.
It's the black mask. But it's like a cat burglar sort of thing. Nice. Yeah. And he's got like a cat tail as well, not a raccoon tail. It's a very strange mascot.
You can't be angry at him, though. That's cute.
It's like, no, hey! He's so cute. Yeah. He's so funny.
And he was throwing things in the... I wonder what he's throwing into the... Maybe it was McPherson's gear. He pissed off and I was like, checking his shorts and his shoes and stuff.
The other thing about T-Rex, the raccoon, is that they're the Tennessee Titans. They're not the Tennessee raccoons.
Mm. You'd think they'd have some like
a titan.
Godlike figure, yeah.
Well, I watched the Minnesota Vikings play today, and their mascot is some big guy. He's not some guy in a suit. It's a big guy with a massive beard wearing, like, a bear skin.
Yeah.
And he's, like, a Viking. He's a real, honest-to-God Viking. He's not wearing the stupid hat with the horns. He's just a big Viking guy with a massive beard.
Tell me he's sitting there on a big throne.
No, he's not. He's running around the sidelines yelling at the fans.
Has he got an axe? He's got an
axe. No. It's just, literally, it's just a guy in a bearskin like tunic and a big beard and he's fat.
Tell me he's got sunglasses. Well, he has sunglasses.
Not really fat. No. He's like, what a real... He's historically... He's an historically accurate Viking.
Okay. Any other sports news, Mike?
No.
We forgot the player profile.
Oh, yeah, do a profile.
Player profile. This week from Waikato, I have selected Sione Luaki. Because
he's on the bench.
He's back from injury.
Yay.
He's born in 1981 in Tonga. 1.2 metres tall and 119 kgs. 1.92 metres tall. Why do I do that? He went to Kelston Boys High. His club is Te Awamutu Sports. He's played 3 games for Waikato, 24 NPC games, 14 Super 14 games, and 7 games for the All Blacks.
Awesome.
And he scored a try for the All Blacks, 10 at Super 14 level and 3 at NPC level.
All right.
Scored a try with virtually his first touch of the ball and a run of 60 metres in his debut match for Waikato against Southland in Invercargill last year. And he scored test match tries for the Pacific Islands against Australia, New Zealand and South Africa within a 15-day period. And he scored a try against the England under-21 teams. That's it.
Awesome.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. Sione Luaki.
Shall we check out our Wellington player of the
week? Mike has selected the...
Serge Lilo. I think that's a cool name.
Yeah. It's very cool.
It's good.
I think he is... he's been in the under-19s. Yeah, he was in the under-19s that won the World Cup in South Africa in 2004.
Ah, excellent. Yep. There's a whole crop of those boys coming through recently. Tim Bateman and stuff. They can be awesome.
Some pretty cool people coming through. He's 1.83 metres tall. That's 6 feet. 97 kilos. He was born in Wellington. Played 8 times for Wellington, making his debut last year against Auckland. And he attended Aotea College. That's interesting.
Mm. Plays for Northern United, and North's won the Jubilee Cup on Saturday night. Completing the double, winning the Swindale Shield and the Jubilee Cup in the same season, which is very impressive.
So, Serge is an open side flanker as well. And I don't know if you've noticed on the Wellington Lions website, but their player profile photos, some of them are quite funny. They're using a wide angle lens on a camera and shooting from below. So, they've got huge, great, big, massive arms.
Oh, I've seen those ones, and they've got tiny little pinheads.
Some of them look okay, but some of them don't.
All right.
Okay, thank you. That's the player profile for the Wellington Lions. Good luck to them this week against North Harbour. In other news, the congratulations to Liverpool, who won the first piece of silverware for the season, beating Chelsea in the Community Shield 2-1. Interesting.
Oh, and the All Whites lost 5-0.
5-0 to Blackburn.
That's right. Yeah. That'll stink. Oh, and they lost a player.
Yes, with another one. Chris Killen, striker Chris Killen, who plays for Hibernian in the Scottish Premier League. For the game against FC Sevilla.
So that's about 1.5 teams that they're missing now.
Yeah.
16 players.
That's right. Okay. That's sports news for the week then. Dick of the Week. Oh. It's that time again. Nominations. Andrew Johns.
Thank you.
What a dick.
For taking out that poor young quarterback. The pre-season games.
I hope they find out that he was drinking. That would be so cool. Oh, T-Rack.
Didn't we have T-Rack a wacky around the world about drinking mascots?
A boozing mascot. Yeah, no, it was the girl who was dressed as a tree.
Tree, that's
the
right.
The girl was dressed as a tree and she was drinking inside the tree.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That's right. But she wasn't driving a golf cart.
No.
As a tree. Yeah, T-Rex was in control of a motorized vehicle and hit... This is the preseason matches. It's the only time these backup quarterbacks are allowed on the field, basically. Mm. And the poor guy gets hit by a big raccoon driving a golf cart. Driving a golf... A big raccoon driving a golf cart while throwing T-shirts into the crowd.
Possibly drunk.
Possibly drunk, possibly with one of them T-shirt bazookas.
Mm. Oh, man, we know how lethal those are.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't give it to T-Rag. That's cute. He's
Athlete of the week.
Nomination. Okay, so Andrew Johns.
Andrew Johns, Dick of the Week.
Jones. You, Dick.
Who wins?
Athlete of the Week.
I nominate Rico Gear because after last week we gave him Dick of the Week and then he turned around and actually played for Tasman. I think the very day after we recorded the podcast he said, I'm going to play.
And I'm going to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bastard.
And he played well.
Yeah, and he played well, so I have him slated as Athlete of the Week, unless we pick T-Rack.
No. If we find out he was drunk, then T-Rack, but otherwise, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Come on, you're driving, shooting, and knocking some guy over. That takes some coordination.
No, it doesn't. That's what drunk drivers do.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and I don't know if I want to be supporting drunk driving. Even
to make it home safely.
Even through a raccoon. I don't know if I want to support
that. Okay, no, you're right.
A raccoon wearing a little bandit mask. I might put this up on the website so people can look. Well, no, it looks like a little bandit mask.
But that's what raccoons have around their eyes.
Yeah, but not really. It's a cat wearing a mask. It's a cat disguising himself as a raccoon.
Yeah, apart from Roger Federer, who just won again.
Roger Federer.
But he's a machine, isn't he?
Who? Yeah.
I think Rico Gear.
Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, Athlete of the Week. Yay! Well done. Right, preview.
Are we?
We're up to the preview of this weekend's...
We're now into hour 10.
Preview of this weekend's game, New Zealand versus Australia. Last Tri-Nations match in this side of the world. Yeah,
it is.
And the last Bledisloe Cup for this year. Hayden, what can you tell us about it?
I can tell you who the All Blacks are.
Yes.
Mules Moliaina, Doug Hallett, Isaiah Toyava, Aaron Major, Joe Rokothoko, Dan Carter, Byron Gallagher, Rodney Soialo, Richie McCaw, Captain, Jerry Collins, Jason Eaton, Chris Jack, Carl Heyman, Kevin Mialamu, Tony Woodcock. On the bench, Andrew Hoare, Greg Somerville, Ali Williams, Chris Masoi, Piti Weepu, Luke McAllister, and Leon McDonald. Thank God Piti Weepu is in there instead of Jimmy Cowan. Toyava comes in at centre for Mules Moliaina, who moves to fullback. Leon McDonald is in the reserves, where Piti Weepu replaces Jimmy Cowan, as I just said, while Byron Callagher gets another start. In the forwards, Jason Eaton will start the match with Ali Williams dropping to the reserves.
I kind of like Toyava going to centre, that's fine. Yeah. We all know I'm not a fan of Doug Hallett, so...
No, I don't know why he's in
don't
there
know why
ahead
he's
of Sivivatu. Ahead of Rico Gear. Ahead of... And why Rico Gear isn't even on the bench.
Ahead of Greg Somerville, who's, come on.
Actually, we've got no wing cover on the bench.
Well,
Leon McDonald.
Leon McDonald will be the fullback cover, and Moliaina and Toyava will be the
wing. Yeah, they'll put Toyava on the wing and move Moliaina to centre. Speaking of Dan Carter, by the way, which we weren't, he played soccer on the weekend.
Oh, really?
For a club team down in Christchurch. Yep. And they were like, well, it's all right. They let it go because I think he snuck out and did it and didn't tell anyone. And then they were like, oh, no, he's okay playing that. Do that again.
Yeah. I mean, imagine the insurance on him.
Well, for kicking a ball, yeah.
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 But he was awesome, though.
Apparently he was very good, Team, I think, won. The Wallabies. Chris Latham, Clyde Rathbone. Oh, that's hard to say. Mm-hmm. Sterling Mortlock, Matt Gitto, Lottie Takiri, Stephen Larkham, George Gregan, captain. Wycliffe Palu, Phil War, Rocky Elsom, Dan Vickerman, Nathan Sharp, Rodney Blake, Jeremy Paul, Greg Holmes on the bench, Timer Kaizak, Al Baxter, Mark Jism, George Smith, Brett Sheehan, Mark Gerrard, Matt Rogers. Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. Every time we say it.
Yeah. Phil War, Clyde Rathbone and Jeremy Paul have all been recalled to the side for the Bledisloe Cup clash. Mark Gerrard on the right wing and Paul comes in for... What? Oh, whoops, I started reading in the middle of a sentence. Phil War replaces George Smith at open side flanker. Rathbone takes over from Mark Gerrard on the right wing and Paul comes in for the hooker, Ty McIsaac. Backup halfback Brett Sheehan has been named on the bench for the injured Sam Cordingley and is likely to make his test debut. They say likely because it seems like they're assuming George Gregan is going to suck.
Oh, and he comes off every time now.
He really can't play full. Yeah. Pretty much.
I don't think that they've, you know, I don't know why they took off Mark Gerrard, who's been playing very well and who carved up the All Blacks. Or as good as you can.
Well, you know what? I wondered if they took people off because, like the All Blacks, I think maybe they're saving people for the trip to South Africa.
But they have to win this game. Yeah. There is no, you know,
tomorrow for them.
No. They can't.
If we win, we win the Tri Nations.
Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah, that is. It's, we can't lose if we win this game.
Well, maybe they think that the chances of them winning are fairly slim to nil. And so they're trying different people, trying new people. Well, and they want to try and beat South Africa and come second.
If they're going to do that, I would have thought they would have left out George Gregan. I had read something about Mark Gerrard. Some guy in Australia was thinking maybe he should move to first 5-8.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking.
Now you think, that's worrying.
That this team.
Oh no, it worked for Tano.
Well, I'm thinking that this team. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. That they've named will push the All Blacks, and they're thinking, right, the All Blacks. There's been all this talk about them, you know, they've won the Tri Nations pretty much, they've won the Bledisloe Cup. The next thing is to win in South Africa, which we haven't done for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So they're thinking, well, the All Blacks probably won't be giving 100% on this match. They're just going to go through the motions and will do what they did in Brisbane or Sydney, wherever the last game was played. Yeah. Now, Australia matched them for most of that game, then the reserves came on and, or in the South African game, the Australian reserves came on and carved up in the later minutes. Maybe that's what they're thinking, the likes of Mark Gerrard, Matt Rogers, Mark Chisholm, and Stunning.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, right.
So they're waiting for these guys to attack the All Blacks when they're weaker, and seeing them reshuffling, you'd be thinking they're like.
Well, having said that, I mean, look at our bench: Ali Williams, Chris Masoe, Pity Weepu, Leon McDonald. I'm not saying Luke McAllister because he's up and down, but even Greg Somerville. I mean, those are good players. We've got the players to match them off the bench.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I don't think that's going to work. No. I'm just theorising this is what possibly they might be doing.
Also, the Wallabies have actually come out and said we're not going to kick it like we did against South Africa. Apparently, they're ruining the fact that they kicked away possession. Personally, I think that's a smokescreen. Here's how we're going to play the game.
Yeah.
Whatever. Really, we're going to tackle you and then score more points than you. Yeah. That's our game
plan. Oh, how did you know we were going to do that?
Yeah.
So what are we saying, gentlemen?
All Blacks, 13+.
13+.
Eden Park is a fortress. I will not say 13+, but
what kind of traitor are you? Traitor?
I'm a 1-12 traitor.
Yeah, damn straight.
Come on, man. We only just squeaked out a victory over them.
In Brisbane. In their fortress.
At Suncorp, where they've never lost.
Oh, and the game's kicking off at 5:30 as well.
Oh, yes. Sunset match. That's right.
That's good.
Yeah.
It was a compromise. The New Zealand Rugby Union wanted to play it on Friday night because we have to go to South Africa the following week.
And
that wanted an extra day. And the Australians said, no, we want to play it on Saturday night. And so we made a compromise and said, well, okay, we'll play it at 5:30.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, it will be good. It needed to be a compromise too, because this year is the year that they're playing two games here and one game in Australia.
Mm.
Next year, we'll get to choose the compromise and we'll say, nah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So, the Dropkicks are officially picking 13+. It's New Zealand over Australia. Okay, that's us for another week. We will take a break for the next few weeks and come back to you, as we're not being able to see the Tri Nations matches in South Africa. Well, because we're lazy and we can't really getting up.
Yeah.
We will do a summary on the return of Hayden. And have a safe trip, Hayden. Come back.
Yeah, I will.
It'll be good. And good luck with all your plans. Check out his blog, Grabthar. What was it?
www.grabthar.blogspot.com.
Fun word. Chisholm.
Good.
I don't know. It's hilarious.